It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Tim Burr is here with us this morning. You may recognize the name. I'm trying to remember, you play football too? Do I remember you from the football field or
maybe baseball?
Okay,
baseball.
Yeah. Okay, I knew it was one of those sports. I remember Ron and Jack maybe having a little fun with your name. I'm sure you've never heard that before,
yeah,
right?
No, they were the first ones to figure it out. Definitely.
Of course, it wasn't long after high school, or did this happen your senior year when you're down on the Grand Mesa? Or
so I was out backcountry skiing near Crested Butte off of Kepler Pass when I was a sophomore in college going to Western State, and I broke my neck skiing that day, and so been in a wheelchair since. That was 2014.
And so 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long. Seems like it was just yesterday. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I recall, hearing from your friends, who are very supportive right after the accident, it wasn't even that big a deal. It didn't seem like it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I've had a really impressive support crew come together ever since and stuck with me even till now. So it's pretty good story.
I assume you're still doing like physical therapy and stuff like that. I mean, is the wheelchair something that just is the way it is now, or is there a possibility that over time you may regain some of, you may be able to walk?
Yeah. So with, I'm doing tons of therapy, with Bridge and Bionics is a local, program that offers, physical therapy and all different kinds of wellness stuff to people with disabilities. And so I do a ton of work with them. As far as function goes, it's not really something that you expect to heal, but you can definitely strengthen and more than anything, just stay healthy. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing with the constant exercise, you know.
And stay busy.
Oh, for sure.
Which, speaking of which, in your situation, a lot of people could just hang around, feel sorry for themselves. You actually started a nonprofit, and it's Return to Dirt. And so I love the way you put this. You compared it to the Challenge Aspen of like off-roading.
or the greater outdoors even. Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
So basically what you do is you help install like adaptive devices and off-road vehicles and that kind of thing, right?
So what we have two Polaris RZRs that are fully adapted for a wide range of disabilities to either drive the vehicle or at least ride in it comfortably and safely. So we use those vehicles and then get all of our other resources together and share that with everybody that we can and use those as basically off-road wheelchairs. So if for some people driving is the goal and that's what they want to do, and so we'll go out and we'll teach them how to do some off-roading and show them a new spot. But other people, that's like just a piece of the day, and we use the RZRs as, like I said, the off-road wheelchair to access the whatever zone or activity that they were looking forward to, and that is different for every person. And we try and cater each of our trips to that specific athlete.
And you're having the second annual fundraiser with the help of Midland Fitness this year on Saturday the 14th.
Yep, exactly. We were talking about exercising and working out and stuff, and Midland Fitness has backed me up since day one and backed up Return to Dirt and helped us with all kinds of stuff. So when they see that we're, you know, giving away these outdoor experiences to people for free, they offered to help us do a fundraiser last year and kind of kick things off. And so we're doing it around this year again, and it's only going to be better.
I think the very first fundraiser, like 4 years ago, may have been at Midland Fitness too.
Yeah.
Like for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for Return to Dirt, but actually for you.
Yeah, yeah. To get back to life after the hospital for sure. Yeah, they held a wine tasting with Cooper Wine and Spirits came
That's
out
right.
and did that whole thing. And Cooper is a sponsor this year as well, so they're going to be providing some of the beverages for the party.
That's cool. Okay. So the same folks that supported you 4 years ago, 5 years ago, still are to this day.
They just keep coming back for more.
That's great. Now, there's a trail run that's involved with the event on Saturday the 14th and some other cool events, right?
Yeah, so we're going to start off the day with we have a 5K option that's a trail run, and then we have a fun run option that's just like a mile on paved right out of Midland Fitness. And then once everybody gets back from that, then we'll start the party. We have Jimmy John's coming with food. We got Cooper coming with beer, and then a band called Alexis is playing. And then the most exciting activity is the mud baths. That kind of was a last minute thing last year and ended up being a pretty fun part of it. So we're building that in this time around, and we're going to have all kinds of just mud carnage, as some would say. Hopefully, so, if we can raise enough money with Bill Dieter.
So Bill Dieter, who's the market president for Bank of Colorado locally.
Yep.
So if you raise, is it $2,500?
Yep.
Then Bill will take a bath in the mud.
Exactly. So Bill and Bank of Colorado have been a significant sponsor for Return to Dirt since the very inception. And so when we started up, you know, I was trying to figure out who we were going to auction off as for public humiliation, and Bill's a good sport. So I asked him, you know, what does it take to get you in the mud bath? And he was like, I don't know. How about, let's say, you know, $2,500 in donations. So between now and Saturday, we're trying to get that together. We're about a quarter of the way. We just started like a couple days ago. So we should. I'm hoping that we're going to make it happen.
I would show up to see that one. Are you taking registration fees just for the races or for the entire day's events? Or how are you raising money?
So it's a lot of this fundraiser is just about having a good time and making friends in the community, and less about trying to make a huge amount of money off of it, because that puts pressure on the having fun aspect. So if you sign up for one of the races on the Return to Dirt website, then we get a donation for that, and it's $35 to run for a single person, or $80 for a trio if you want to do a team, I think. And then we'll be doing Bill's mud bath, and then we'll also do some mud bathing, auctioning off just sort of whoever's around. You know,
okay.
we'll see who's willing to get in the mud for some sort of donation.
So the primary fundraiser are the races, but you've got other ways that folks can help donate.
Oh, for sure,
kind of
throughout
the day.
And we'll have all of our equipment down there, and we'll have some jerseys and hats and stickers and stuff like that as well. So
love the logo, by the way. Did you come up with that yourself or somebody you know?
No, you would probably, or I guess the general public would know Tony, our moonlighting graphic designer from Rowing Fork Spices, another sponsor of ours. He has a career as a graphic designer, and now he does the Rowing Fork Spice thing and then moonlights graphic design for us. And so kind of pitched him the idea of Return to Dirt back in the day, and like 3 days later he came back with this and haven't changed it since. So
wow.
Yeah.
Again, the website is returntodirt.org. You can register there. Again, it's $35 per person, $80 for a team of three. Again, the 5K and then the family fun run happens, I should say, starts and finishes at Midland Fitness out on, what would you call that, West Midland?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything kicks off at 9 o'clock or so on Saturday the 14th. And then once everybody gets back from the races, then that's kind of when the party happens, and that's when the big Bill Dieter mud bath will take place as well.
Yep, exactly. So if you want to sign up for the run, do that, and then any and all donations that go through our website between now and Saturday are adding up to Bill's $2,500. So
perfect. I think he may regret shooting low.
Yeah, right. Maybe so. He was kind of asking me like, "Well, I don't know. What do you think?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens."
And it's not just about Bill. It is supposed to be a fun day, so you may see a few other folks get dunked as well. ReturnToDirt.org. Again, the phone number is 945-4440. We'll take a break, come back, and visit a little bit more about Tim's story in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Tim Burr, the founder of Return to Dirt. Again, the second annual fundraiser on Saturday, September 14th at Midland Fitness. If you want to learn more, go to ReturnToDirt.org, or you can call 945-4440. At what point did you decide to come up with this nonprofit? Tell us about that process.
So after getting out of like the rehab hospital and then being back at home for a little while, I started going through the process of like setting up a vehicle that I could drive. Because when I first left the hospital, we like rented a minivan that you could put a wheelchair in and drove home, and then returned that minivan and got a different one, right? And so used a minivan for about a year, and then I started getting it lined up through some other programs so that I could get something to drive. And then with my specific situation, my options for driving were going to be either a lowered floor minivan or like a full size van, just because like I'm kind of tall in my wheelchair. So it's like a pretty specific thing. But they don't offer the lowered floor minivans in all wheel drive because you can't run a drive shaft under the lowered floor. Right. So in Colorado to have, a four wheel drive vehicle, I would have either had to have like a full size, like Sprinter van or figure out some other setup. So I ended up going with a Toyota Tundra with a seat that comes out and down to like wheelchair height, and then transfer into that and then go up into the truck, and I can drive totally independently there. So once I got that all put together, and you know, it took significant amount of time and effort just to sort of figure out how to do that and then learn how to drive again, it was like immediately became one of my favorite things to do, because for all the adaptive sports and activities that I've gotten to, or you know, I've been fortunate enough to try since my injury, driving was like the most fun activity because there was like no limitation because of like disability. Like once you're in the rig, set up, put together, you have your adaptations that are in there, you're like in full control just as well as anybody else. So there was kind of no limits at that point, and that was, you know, hugely freeing for me. But at the same time, I don't need to be like going out in my daily driving stock pickup and beating it up in the mountains every day, because like, you know, if it breaks, then I don't go anywhere. I just got to stay home. So I, you know, me and all the friends were sort of realizing that this was a fun activity for me and for all of us to sort of do together the way that we used to mountain bike and ski and all this kind of stuff. So we just started, it started sort of selfishly as being like, how am I going to figure out how to do this in a more like efficient, less expensive way? And then I wanted to kind of share that with my friends too and say like, well, I you know, meet all these people in wheelchairs now. So how am I going to get them out as also? And then I have a bunch of really impressive role models that have done other really cool things. Like I was saying, I mentioned Bridge Embryonics Foundation. That's a local program run by Amanda Boxtel. So I could ask her questions about how to set up the program and all that stuff. She started Challenge Aspen back in the day. And then the High Fives Foundation has been with me since the beginning also. So, but like I say, a bunch of role models, an activity I like doing, and I figured that other people would like doing, kind of came together. And then I get back to my really impressive support network. A lot of people jumped in to sort of help make Return to Dirt a thing. And then it, like, once the idea was out, there was no slowing it down. It's too much fun.
This is the second annual fundraiser on September 14th. So when did you actually start Return to Dirt? Like, is there a date or a year at least?
So we incorporated on December 11th of 2017, I think would be the most official date, but we're essentially winding down our second summer of programming now. And we did some stuff over the winter as well last year. So I expect we'll do that again.
You said you've got two raisers?
Yep.
And so I guess it would probably depend on the person exactly how these trips go. Some of them you'll probably be driving. Other cases, maybe someone else. Other cases, the folks may actually be able to drive themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on strength, capability, and interest, we will teach somebody how to drive if that's what they're trying to do and interested and capable in doing, or if they're not, then we'll put them in the passenger seat. And then even from there, it's like, are we thinking about we want to go on a roller coaster ride and it's going to be an exciting, you know, kind of pushing the limits kind of thing? Or are we going to be looking at wildflowers or taking photos or what? You know, it could go so many different ways and has gone so many different ways, but we're getting pretty good at sort of being able to follow what the what the individual athlete's interests are. And
as far as driving the Razor versus a vehicle, do the controls translate? I mean, are they similar? So if you go back in time 3 years ago, are the controls that you use in the Razor, would that get you ready to drive the hand-operated controls in like a vehicle?
Yeah, absolutely. So our equipment in the Razors is a kit that very much similar to what you can have in a regular vehicle. It's pretty standard for all hand drive setups that you just have. You have a handle that controls your braking and acceleration, and then you have some sort of handle on your steering wheel if necessary, like if you have difficulty with like hand mobility or something like that, like if you need a grip aid on the steering wheel.
Gotcha.
Then you have that. And then so our gas and brake handle specifically it's called a push rock system. So you pull back and down like towards you for acceleration, like that's your gas pedal, and then straight forward is your brake pedal. And it's that easy, and that's like tons of hand controls are that exact same way. And if they're not that exact system, the push rock system, there's something really similar. So if you drive with hand controls regularly, the Razors are super similar.
And sometimes you've got the little knob on the steering wheel, like grandpa's tractor had.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. The knuckle buster.
Yes.
Is on there.
That's exactly what he called it.
Yep.
I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought it was just a grandpa.
Yeah. Right. No. We have a knuckle buster, and then we have an adapted knuckle buster. If you, like I said, if you have, you know, any difficulty with hand mobility or grip or anything like that, then we can adjust that so that you have a setup there. And then we also have an adjustable power steering system that makes it so that if you have less arm strength, we can turn it up and it's like more assisted, or turn it down if you're doing high speed stuff and the wheel's jumping around or whatever.
Did you have to pay for the Razors and all of those attachments, or did somebody specific help you out with, you know, at the beginning?
Yeah, so local AV company Zen Technology was involved early on with sort of saying that we appreciate this idea of Return to Dirt and we want to support you. And eventually they came around and said, you know, we want to be the people that jump in head first and make this thing really happen. And so they donated $20,000 to us before we had even started doing anything.
Wow.
So that we could go out and buy our first razor.
That's a lot of money for a startup nonprofit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And they're not, that's not pocket change for them either, but they saw the necessity and the impact that was good. I mean, that was going to happen. They had they trusted us from before we were even doing anything to be able to do things. So that's kind of the way it's gone for all of our equipment so far, is that somebody has seen what we're doing and values it, and then we'll help support it. And so now, like I said, we have two razors that are fully adapted with tons and tons of aftermarket equipment, and then we have a couple of trailers to haul them around and a pickup to pull them also, and we've grown significantly.
That's awesome. Again, you can help support Return to Dirt as well. Saturday, September 14th is the day of festivities, the second annual off-road for Return to Dirt at Midland Fitness out in West Glenwood. Again, if you would like to sign up for one of the races, the 5K trail run or the family fun run on Wolfshone, again, the website is returntodirt.org, phone number 945-4440. Again, after the races, everybody is welcome to come out and enjoy a party, you might say. We'll talk more about that and wrap things up in just a minute. By the way, I should mention, you mentioned Jimmy John's. Of course, we mentioned Midland Fitness. Sopris Lighting is also a sponsor of the second annual off-road for Return to Dirt.
And don't forget Bank of Colorado.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, Bill Dieter's the one that's going to take the dirt dive.
We hope so, right? As long as somebody listening wants to hear. All of you sitting in your car right now driving down the road, just imagine how happy you would be if you got to see Bill Dieter just caked in mud.
It looks like I'm looking at the pictures from last year. That's pretty red dirt. Did you actually, like, get that from nearby?
Yeah.
That looks like red mountain red dirt.
Yeah, it's a good story. Yeah, no, we had one of our friends pull up with a little bulldozer and fill up that trough with dirt. So you can't see in the photos, but there's sticks and rocks and stuff in the bottom. We let it stew overnight and stirred it up.
It's good for you. It's exfoliating.
There's a lot of science that goes into the mud baths.
Of course. Again, the website is returntodirt.org. And Tim's number is 945-4440. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Tim Burr, the founder of Return to Dirt. I'm assuming you don't do all of this by yourself. Do you have like a board of directors or something like that that helps you as well?
Yep, definitely do. We have a board of directors, and then we have sort of a honorary advisory board that is an imaginary list of people that help us out all the time.
An imaginary list of people?
Yeah, exactly. It's constantly changing, but gotcha. We also have a huge network of just people that are willing to volunteer left and right.
By the way, if you can't attend the off-road for Return to Dirt event on Saturday the 14th, you can always at any time make a donation on the website at returntodirt.org. Just click the Donate Now button and you can make a donation. It's been almost 2 years now. So I'm assuming that you've got your bona fide 501c3 and all of that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha. We
are all lined up with the IRS.
And the state.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order, if I remember how that works. Again, this event is sponsored by Jimmy John's. So they'll get some sandwiches there freaky fast after the 5K trail run and the family fun run is over. That's around 10 o'clock on Saturday the 14th. So some sandwiches from JJ's, some beer. Remind me who Cooper Wine and Spirits is providing the beer. Of course, music from a band called Alexis. You've got some drawings, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, we should have some sort of fun stuff to, to be a part of.
At what point will Bill be getting into the mud bath? I guess I shouldn't assume that it's going to be the case. But so Bill Dieter from Bank of Colorado, if $2,500 is raised before Saturday the 14th, Bill will be taking the mud bath. And so I'm assuming that's going to happen. But if that much money comes in and he agrees to get in the mud bath, which he already has, what time will that happen?
So Bill's like triple booked that day, but, and we're going to ruin his day, hopefully, but, hopefully
this is the last thing on the schedule.
Oh, it's not. So I think we're going to try and get him in fairly early. So probably in the 10:30 to 11 kind of area, if things go the way that I'm expecting them to go.
I'm sure if you asked them nice and if they don't have anything else going on, the fire department would be happy to come out and rinse him off.
That's actually a good idea. We could have them fill up the mud bath for us and then just spray everybody down afterwards. Midland said they have a shower in there, so we should just all go in there after our mud baths and use their nice clean shower in the gym. Does that sound good, Midland?
And who's going to volunteer to clean all the dirt afterward?
Oh, they have a guy for that, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, okay. I think his name is Tim.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. Oh, my goodness. So much fun. It seems like you've got such a great attitude. Does it feel like – I'm sure that shortly after your accident, you know, there was a time where you're trying to figure out, you know, where your place was in the world. And now, you know, you're helping other folks that are wanting to get outside, get outdoors, as you say. I mean, that's the whole name of the nonprofit, Return to Dirt, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking them up four-wheeling, showing them things that maybe they didn't even realize they could do before. That's got to feel pretty good.
It is a fun thing to be a part of. Like, every time that that we get to go out, it really is not hard work. It's hard, you know, maybe to get done, but it's easy to do, if that makes any sense.
If you could take one of your razors and you could go anywhere, like a place where you would like to take it, just you, where would you go?
Man, the flat tops are kind of my favorite spot.
Okay, like go up Transfer, up Windy Point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Transfer is a really good time, but I enjoy going up 4 Mile too, just because it's, you know, I've been around 4 Mile. It's so close to home for a long time. So, and it's got there's just good roads everywhere. It's amazing that, like, with this equipment and in the area that we are, it's like any direction that you want to go, you're going to have a good time. And so
I'm going to say, with a razor, you can go just about anywhere you want to go, can't you?
They are amazing machines. Like, they blow my mind to this day.
Had you been familiar with them before, or
only because I didn't like UTVs because I was a dirt biker?
Okay, fair enough.
But now I've come around and seen the light that I hadn't dealt with UTVs pre-injury. But I have a whole new respect for them, as far as, like, if you're responsible with them and friendly and all of that, they are a really good way for us to get out. And they're as close to dirt biking as you can get, for sure. Sure. It shares a lot with that, which is part of the allure for us.
You still a thrill seeker, by the way? I don't see your personality really changing much.
Calculated risk. That's all I got to say. All my mom might be listening.
All right. Fair enough. Fair
Probably
enough.
Not, though.
Again, the website is returntodirt.org. Again, their second annual off-road for Return to Dirt event at Midland Fitness in the parking lot there out by Soper Sliding as well. Saturday, September 14th, again, the 5K trail run and the family fun run registration for that starts around 9. You do, I'm assuming, recommend, encourage folks to register online in advance, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do it sooner rather than later just so that we have all the right amount of T-shirts,
right.
You know?
Right, there you go. Again, it's $35 per person to run or $80 for a team of three. And then everyone is welcome to come on out starting around 10 o'clock for some Jimmy John's sandwiches and some beer from Cooper Wine and Spirits, music from a band called Alexis, as well as Bill Dieter from Bank of Colorado's Hopeful Mud Bath, assuming enough money is raised. But you're only looking for $2,500. You're already a quarter of the way there. So I'd say chances are pretty good.
I feel pretty confident that we'll be able to scrape it together. There's just a lot of people in this valley that would really like to see that, I think. So we just got to make sure that they know it's going to happen.
And again, you can at any time make a donation at returntodirt.org. Just click donate now. And you can find them on Facebook as well if you want to stay in touch with Return to Dirt. Tim, it's a pleasure. Nice to meet you. I guess we'll look forward to having a conversation with you again around this time next year.
That sounds awesome.
Unless somebody comes up with some money for some snowmobiles in the winter and we need to do another fundraiser, in which case, well, we'll see you before then.
Well, they got Trax equipment for razors, so it's only a matter of time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
There you go. So it just goes around both of the wheels, and it's kind of like not exactly, but kind of like a snowcat?
Kind of like a snowcat, kind of like a tank, whatever.
Right.
However you want to look at it.
I like your way of thinking. All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Again, the website is returntodirt.org and phone number is 945-4440. Again, Saturday, September 14th is when the big event is. Take care, Tim. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.